Chapter 23. Finally, we were close enough that our sensors penetrated the smoky haze that covered the shadowy ruins of Sanxiong cities. The destruction hinted at from afar was now manifest. Shakus and Reiser watched with us on the command deck, faces deadpan. Reiser examined me with a puzzled expression, then wrinkled his nose. Shakus did not even glance at me. If they felt horror, awe, memory, they did not reveal this to us. Already I saw how much they had changed, how much they had grown. They were almost entirely different beings from the ones I had met on Erde Tyrene. We all were. At least, I told myself, my service was voluntary, of a kind.
There,
the didact confirmed, and swept his finger over the magnified images. Trace signatures of engine plumes visible even through the waste heat of cities on fire, the outlines of fleets of landed or hovering ships, some of them larger than ours, many smaller.
Life workers don't carry weapons,
he said.
Builder security is here, but they're lying low, hiding in the obscurity. They must know I'm here. Let's take a deeper look. There. Preservation and Dignity class escorts, hundreds of Swift Seekers, Diversion class war machines, all this to protect a few life workers? What happened down there? Is she still in the system?
His voice carried tones of both resignation and despair, and a touch of hope, as if defeat and capture and whatever worse things he had imagined might all be worthwhile if he could only see his wife again. We were within 100,000 kilometers of the planet when the ship's Ancilla announced that our last escape orbit was being cut off. Many ships are moving down star through the quarantine shield. They are allowed full functionality, power, and speed, and are now matching our course and trajectory. I spun around as more than 100 flashed into sensor view, most smaller than ours, but a few substantially greater, and no doubt packing tremendous firepower.
Interdiction.
The didact said.
The confirmer did indeed help set the trap.
He made one final attempt to shift our orbit up star, but confinement fields swept in to prevent us from achieving maximum speed, and of course, we could not enter slipspace. We were like an insect caught in a bottle, buzzing in futility. When the didact had gathered as much information as he could, he said,
"Something has provoked the Sanxiong to rebellion."
But they have no weapons.
Had no weapons. The confirmer has not been attentive. Clearly, they are still slippery customers.
Commander of the response fleet orders that we submit and stand down, the ship's Ancilla said. I am ordered to hand over control. Shall I comply?
No choice,
the didact said. He looked around, as if still trying to find a way to run, a place to escape. I watched him with a doubled awareness, sharing in a strange, incomplete fashion his emotions and memories of previous defeats, flashes of dead comrades, entire worlds destroyed in apparent retaliation. More than I could stand. I backed away, bumping up against the humans.
What will happen to us? Shakus asked. We're not even supposed to be here.
They will punish, Reiser said. I could not answer. I did not know. A second Ancilla appeared beside the ships. The two engaged in some sort of contest, not physical, but conducted throughout all the ship's systems. Their images merged, twisted geometrically about each other, then spiraled up and vanished. What's that? I asked.
AI suppressors,
the didact said.
Instant debriefing and transfer. Our ship has been stripped of knowledge and control.
We were feeling the full strength of a Forerunner warship's most modern weaponry, wrapped and stunned like a fly in a web. Close-in confinement fields flashed around the command center. We felt gravitation cease. At odd angles, the didact, the humans, and I waited helplessly in semi-darkness, blind to all outside activity. Our own Ancillas fell silent under the AI suppressors beamed from outside. Finally, came total darkness. Minutes passed. Reiser was praying in an old human dialect not heard in 10,000 years. Its cadences sounded familiar to me. The didact had once studied human languages. Shakas was silent. Slowly, my armor started to fail. My breath came hard and shallow. Something sparkled to my right. I tried to turn, but the armor had locked up and now held me immobile. An orange glare increased to unbearable brilliance, and I saw our bulkheads and control surfaces melt and collapse, while new walls of hard light fought to rise between us and the vacuum. Even under siege, stripped of nearly all higher functions, the Didact's ship was valiantly trying to protect us. Our world became a twisting, free-form struggle between destructor beams and new construction. I watched in numb fascination as the struggle ramped up to a pitch I could not track with my natural senses, and then slowly subsided. Our ship was losing. Half of what was left of the control center, abstract and angular and much smaller, fell away and vanished. I briefly saw the curved flank of a sleek Despair-class hunter killer, glinting and flashing as it reflected the dying glow of our hull's destruction. We drifted free. Our air rapidly staled, and we were surrounded by vacuum. Into my narrowing point of view came three powerful, fully operational seekers, longer, sleeker versions of the Didact's old war sphinxes. They lacked the scowling features of the older machines, depersonalized, dark, fast. One of them cut through the new-grown walls and circled behind us, then dropped aft, penetrating interior bulkheads, searching for other occupants. Through shredded layers of ship's decking, I watched it release the war sphinxes, only to smash them like toys, slice them into sections, and then reduce those to sparking dust. The sphinxes offered no resistance. Another took the Didact in tow, bouncing in his armor like a child's toy on a string as he was hauled from the dying ship into the depths of space. The third lingered near me but took no action, as if awaiting instructions. Then, just as my vision shrank to a purplish cone and I thought I'd taken my last breath, the Seeker swept out its manipulators, seized my armor, and tugged me from the broken hull, not toward a flotilla of ships, but outward, around, and finally, down. We were all being unceremoniously dragged to the surface of the San Shilm world.